The Wildcats baseball team just recently began practice for this season. Their first scrimmage game is at home Monday evening. I talked baseball with Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock Friday morning.
We've got a JV and a varsity scrimmage at home against Sherman. I think it may be our only home scrimmage, so hopefully we'll get some people out. It's supposed to be a beautiful day, I think, in the 70s. And we're evaluating freshmen and JV, basically, and we've had our varsity maybe for the first time ever for quite some time now, actually, because most of them are seniors. And as soon as football was over, we've had them in the athletic period with us. And so, you know, we've had 2 or 3 months with them, and a lot of them are returning players. And so, you know, we're excited about the year. We feel like it's a good group.
You seem to be an optimistic person by nature. How do you evaluate this varsity bunch this year?
Well, you know, I like to say I'm cautiously optimistic this year after what happened last year, but I still believe on paper, you know, this could be one of the three best teams we've had in 10 years that I've been here. So, but that's on paper. You know, thus far these kids are working hard. We look at times in midseason form already, practice-wise, defensively, hitting the ball. So I think we're ahead maybe of where we've been in the past at this point. But, again, we still have to go out and execute and do the things it takes to win ball games. And it's a tough, expanded district. And we've got a lot of good tournament games, that we'll be able to evaluate and try to get the best lineup we can by the time, you know, spring break hits and we open district.
You have to like having two returning pitchers that look like you can count on for a good season, you hope.
Yes, and again, on paper and just my own visual looking at them, it could be as good as two pitchers as we've had in 10 years that I've been here. Tyler Follis kind of came on the scene last year as a young guy and really impressed us. And, you know, he's only gotten bigger and stronger and arm speed. You know, he's in upwards of 89 miles an hour this year with that movement. Ben Brooks is extremely healthy, and that's good because he wasn't last year all the time. And he's strong and throwing really, really well for us, looks sharp, you know, as far as being able to spot his pitches and pins. And so I'm excited. We may be the only team in district returning both, you know, district starters on the mound. A lot of people lost their aces, and, you know, so I feel good about that. And then we've got some other guys that are going to be able to contribute on the mound as well. And, you know, I got the Lindell bracket, and they're deciding to use two fields, and we're going to have 6 games in that tournament. I've never had 6 games in a tournament. So we're going to get a lot of pitchers' looks, and, hopefully, you know, you can't ever have too much pitching.
Yeah. What are some of the holes that you're going to have to fill from graduation, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, we lost a good group of guys last year. It was one of my favorite groups. As far as just downright starters, you know, we're going to have to replace our leadoff hitter, Alex Burney, second baseman. And, we've got, C.J. Stevens is working there and looking sharp. You got Drew McCullough, you know, battling a middle infield spot. And then, of course, Brendan Brock in center. Was another starter that we're going to, and I think he was our three-hole hitter. So, you know, those are two pretty good size holes. But we had some outfielders with some experience, you know, Larry Pryor, and, you've got Cade Hudgens, who played a little bit last year. You got Ethan Phillips back. You got Parker Aguilar battling out there, and Caden Moore, and little Zach Terry. And then we're even looking at Heston Golightly, a sophomore out there, has looked pretty sharp thus far. So, you know, we're just trying to get the best 4 or so outfielders that we can, and I think we're going to be pretty solid out there as well. Even though we lost some quality guys last year, I think we're going to be okay there.
KSST Sports